If you had two buildings that were sitting, they weren't sitting horizontal or vertical, but were
I'd
sitting.
say they were catty-corner.
Okay. Would you ever use the word cattywampus to describe anything?
Oh, I don't think I would. I've heard people say things were cattywampus.
Okay. Does that mean you're kind of at a slant?
Wishy-washy.
Okay. I was wondering if you would have a word for maybe a pail that was sitting like on the side of a hill, or if you had a road that kind of meandered back and forth. I was wondering if you might have a name for angling kind of motions.
Side hill.
Okay. I was wondering if you'd ever heard of the word antigodlin.
Antigodlin, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, how would you use antigodlin?
I'd be kind of hanging out of order, I think, kind of.
Okay.
Antigodlin. Not just quite straight.
Okay. What sort of thing would be antigodlin? I'm just wondering, would you use it?
I don't really use that word much. I don't know.
Okay. Okay. It's not a word you hear much anymore.
No, you sure don't.
And if you had a small explosion, something just and things kind of went everywhere, how would you describe that? Would you, if you were telling somebody about it, would you say things blew up and just went? I was wondering if you'd say every which way.
Every which way.
Okay.
That's probably what I'd say.
Okay. And around here, when people get ready to say goodbye to each other, what do they say? What are kind of words of parting that people say in this area?
Yeah, we had a lot of them just Sunday, didn't we? What did they say?
My grandmother in Missouri said, come over back.
Come over back.
My uncle. Huh. Yeah. Hmm. Come over back. Hmm.
In this area, they just say goodbye?
Goodbye. We'll see you in California next year. That's where they're going to have the reunion next year.
So you don't always have it here?
No, this is the first time we ever had it here.
This is the third, is it?
I think this is our third reunion.
I guess.
So it's just started.
And what do people say when they for greetings when they first
Hi.
Meet? Okay. Okay. We've that's it with the interview. We have just a few minutes of tape left, and I wondered if you could just give me a little bit of the history of Walden, of the community, when it was founded, or who was it founded by?
A man by the name of Marcus Aurelius Walden was the founder, and he came here in 1879, and he came with my grandfather on a hunting trip, Sam Brownlee. And he liked the country so well that he came back the next year and took up a homestead in 1880. His first place he lived was out here at Sage Hen, and he had a post office there. Did they call it Sage Hen?
Where is Sage? Now, how far is that from here?
Oh, probably 4 or 5 miles. Well, it's kind of south and east. And then evidently he, I don't know if he left that homestead and took up land here or...
He moved the post office down to Point of Rocks.
Point of Rocks?
Yes, there's a Point of Rocks down here where on the river. And they called it Point of Rocks. And then he took up this part of land and they... and called it Walden.
Hmm. And it was about, it was in the 80s that he took up had the post office first, but Walden was incorporated in 1890, so that's where they get the centennial this year. It was incorporated in 1890. And when he and his wife came here, they had a little child, a little girl. She was about 2 or 3 years old, and she died while they were here and was buried in nobody knows where now. Hmm. And he didn't stay here too long. I think he was only here in this country about 3 or 4 years. Hmm. So, of course, that was long before our time, so we never knew much about him. After he left here, he went to Granby, and I think he had a restaurant or something over there? And he was a commissioner in Grand County for a while. Then he gradually went to California, that's where he died. Hmm. But that's how Walden got its name, and this year we had a big picture framed of him. We got over to the museum.
Oh, goodness.